Trusting in God podcast. Tune in every day. We on all streaming platforms. New message every day. Podcasts, sermons, daily prayers. Yep. Living in the last days, things getting crazy. Wickedness on the rise, just like we in a daisy. Everywhere we look is sin and temptation. But I know one thing, Jesus is my salvation. He's coming back for us, that's what the Bible says. Gotta have our name in the book of life, no delays. God got it written down, he's got a master plan. Yep. In these last days, he shows us he's the man. Thank you for choosing.
Hallelujah.
Trusting in God podcast.
Trusting in God podcast. God's unchanging love. Hope after divorce. Dear friends, today we gather to address a topic that is often filled with pain and confusion. It's called divorce. Many people wonder, does God still love me after my divorce? Or can I move forward in my life without feeling condemned? The answer is yes. God's love is unwavering, and his grace is sufficient for all our needs, including healing after the end of a marriage. Now, God's love is unconditional. Remember that. In Romans 8 and 38 through 39, we read, "For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." This passage reassures us that no circumstance, including divorce, can sever our relationship with God. His love remains constant, embracing us even in our brokenness. Forgiveness and healing. Divorce could bring feelings of guilt, shame, regret. However, we must remember that God is a God of forgiveness. In 1 John 1 and 9, it says, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." No matter the reason behind the divorce, God invites us to bring our burdens to him. He longs to heal our hearts and restore our spirits. Moving forward with purpose. After divorce, it is essential to seek God's guidance in how to live a life that honors him. Philippians 3 and 13 through 14 encourages us to forget what is behind and strain towards what is ahead. God has a purpose for each of us, and he can use our experiences, even the painful ones, to shape us and prepare us for a future filled with hope. We could choose to live in a way that is pleasing to God, focusing on his plans rather than our past mistakes. Thank you, Jesus. Let's embrace new beginnings. God is the God of new beginnings. In Isaiah 43 and 18, he says, "Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing." So no matter how difficult our journey may be, God invites us to step into a fresh start filled with his love and grace. We are not defined by our past, but by our identity in Christ Jesus. So if you find yourself in the aftermath of divorce, know that God loves you deeply. You can move forward with your life free from the chains of guilt and shame. Embrace his forgiveness, seek his purpose, and trust in his plan for your future. Everybody, bow your heads and let's pray. We come before you with heavy hearts, especially those who have experienced the pain of divorce. We thank you for your unconditional love and for the promise that nothing can separate us from your grace. Help us to forgive ourselves and to embrace the healing that you offer. Guide us as we move forward seeking your purpose and living in a way that honors you. May we find hope in the new beginnings that you provide. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I want to thank you all for listening to another episode of Trusting in God podcast. We'll be here next week with another podcast. Thank you.